There's never a shortage of variability in the condition of a crop. Pioneer Strategic Account Manager Wade Gubrud covers southeast North Dakota, northeast South Dakota, and a portion of west central Minnesota.
My northern end, we've got areas that have been considerably wet, and have, you know, the crop has suffered in some of those areas due to too much moisture. As we move down into my southern corner, as I get down in that Millbank area, we certainly are not long on rain. We could use some more, and we're seeing some drought stress in some of those areas.
It's been said soybeans are made during the month of August.
We're into establishing seed size right now. Our pod count is pretty much set, and the number of seeds that we're going to produce. But seed size is about 30% of your yield. And so what I see right now, basically for the next 3 to 4 weeks, is there's 30% of the bean yield yet to be determined, depending on what we get here for fill conditions.
The Pioneer Revolution Plot Tour continues today from 9 to noon. The focus is on agronomic topics like nitrogen management and corn rootworm management. That plot located a mile and a half west of Gwinner, North Dakota. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.